morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
With us today is Charlesy Plummer with Dow AgriSciences.
Charlesy, tell me about how current market prices and the conditions in our markets will impact wheat growers' decisions in 2018 and beyond.
With fluctuating commodity prices, crop rotation flexibility is now even more important to wheat growers. They benefit from the ability to plant crops that are most profitable to their operations, such as soybeans, cotton, canola, and milo. With the right herbicide program, growers can control these key weeds and still maintain the flexibility to plant into a double cropping system that the market conditions favor. The wrong herbicide choice in season could limit future planting decisions. Culex herbicide offers advanced broadleaf weed control without limiting these crop rotation options. Culex delivers a 3-month crop rotation interval to soybeans, cotton, corn, and milo, and then a 5-month plant back to canola.
Thanks, Charlesy. For more information on Culex herbicide, contact your local Dow AgriSciences rep or visit flexibleweedcontrol.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex weed herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex weed herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
During the American Farm Bureau Federation National Convention held this week in Nashville, National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson, who was there to support the Farm Town Strong campaign to raise awareness about the rural opioid addiction epidemic, a joint effort with AFBF and USDA, also took time to speak with our farm director, Ron Hayes, about his view on the recent tax reform legislation and the impact he believes it will have when it comes to completing the farm bill on time. In his view, Johnson says he believes President Trump's tax package will affect farmers in two ways.
First of all, I think the view is that most farmers are probably going to be a little better off as personally on their farm. They're going to pay a little fewer in taxes than what they were before. On the other side of the ledger, though, and the reason that we were opposed to this is because this tax bill began with the premise that it was going to add $1.5 trillion to the debt and to the deficit.
Citing PAYGO, a budget rule requiring that tax cuts as well as increases in entitlement and other mandatory spending must be covered by tax increases or cuts in mandatory spending as a probable source of contention. Johnson says it's now very unlikely that the farm bill will be completed on time. Johnson also touched on trade, specifically NAFTA, and his thoughts about the need to modernize the trade agreement cherished by the ag industry.
Listen, I think the president is right about saying that the trade deficit in this country needs to be dealt with. Now, this is an issue that farmers unions talked about for many, many years. The president's right to say we need to deal with it. I think dealing with it is something that needs to be done very carefully and very deliberately. And those are two attributes that I don't think this president has.
However, following his address to AFBF members earlier this week, President Donald Trump cautioned farmers and ranchers not to get nervous regarding his efforts to renegotiate NAFTA. Trump said he's negotiating tough for farmers. Trump says he thinks the new NAFTA agreement will come out very well for the farmer. However, the president did not promise to not withdraw from the agreement altogether.
You got farm news on Ron.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.